You know, the amazing thing about Fast Walkers, it's got some amazing people in it, and for the first time, Monsignor Corrado Balducci is in this documentary with me, because a lot of it was filmed at Stephen Bassett's ex-conference in Washington, D.C., and we had Stephen Greer, Richard Boylan, Michael Sala, Robert Dean, and Monsignor Balducci is a very important testimony talking about the reality of the UFO phenomenon, that it is not against religion. And he also talks about the fact that he believes that these beings or these entities are here to help us. And I think that that's pretty historic in the film Fast Walkers. My own personal part of the film is talking about the fact that we have had a horrible time handling diversity on planet Earth. And I think we need to set some exopolitical protocols in for the future if we ever meet these people.
Paula, Robert is on the line with us, too. Why don't you chat with him a little bit about his trip to Jupiter? I'm very curious. You as a researcher and investigator, I want to listen to you a little bit.
Well, how are you?
Good, Robert. Great talking to you. You've done an absolutely beautiful job in the documentary, and the first time I heard about your story was inside the documentary, because as you were interviewing all of us, and there's so many of us in this film, you never talked about your experience, and I was really happy to hear that there is a group of people, so-called people and entities other than greys and reptilians, that are interested in our future and possibly in giving us a heads up on what might happen. Are they still communicating with you?
Boy, that's a good one, isn't it? you don't have to pull the punches. Yes, I do have periodic contact.
Oh, you do? Well, good, because this is very important for us. I mean, periodic contact, do you have, like, updates on the situation, or is it always the same?
Oh, Paula.
I know, I'm a tough
person. Always the investigator, right?
It's my job.
Yeah, I know. Hey, what I do want to say is that I want to thank you so much, and also Corrado Balducci, for being in the film and for being a part of the Fast Walker and communicating this message to the people of Earth. And what I will do is say that they are totally aware of what is going on here. In fact, to some degree, they're helping to orchestrate it. And yes, we will get periodic updates.
I have a little bit of trivia information for you, though, Robert and George. I don't know if you knew that Jacques Vallée wrote a book called Fast Walker. Some time ago, and he wrote it as science fiction also. It is a totally amazing book because it talks about extraterrestrial technology at Area 51,
mm-hmm.
and it talks about this very thing. And so this idea of Fast Walkers, I had read the book 2 years ago, thanks to Richard Hoagland, who gives me all my books to read, and I had learned about this and the fact that sometimes through the medium of science fiction, we get science fact and we get some of the truth.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And in this particular case, this is a fascinating story that Robert brings us. And, of course, all of your work, Paula, over the years that we have watched, witnessed, adds so much credence and credibility to this entire field. We've talked for years on Coast to Coast about disclosure, about revelations, when we're going to know something. It still hasn't come yet. I mean, are we going to be 110 years old before we find out?
Not at all, George. Let me address that. First of all, on the word fast walker or fast walkers, I think that what is happening is We're addressing a new term here, and this opens a doorway to a whole new mindset. It's like a gateway to a whole nother vibration, and we're getting what's called the Fast Walker effect. And one of the reasons I've asked these guests to come here tonight and ask you if you would to bring them on is that there's a new wave of cooperation that's sweeping through the disclosure movement, and I believe that we can have disclosure in 2007 if we work together. But we got to do it like A.J. Gavard did down there in Brazil. We have to demand of the government. We have to demand of the politicians that they come out of the woodwork on this, and we got to ask the question, have you been briefed? Right, Paula?
Well, that's one of the ways, but, you know, we've tried that, too. I personally have to tell you, I don't think it's going to come from the government. I think it's going to come from commitment of individuals, individuals that will create a critical mass, and some of this has to be outside the country. Therefore, you're going to be speaking to Alfred Weber, who is really dedicated his life, and Michael Sala, who is from Australia, and people from outside the country who are also interested in this disclosure, because the idea that the United States government is the one that's going to be the ultimate disclosure vehicle, I don't buy into, because there's too much of a buy-in with the technology, and you know we're still in a fossil fuel type technology situation.
Sure.
Until that changes, there is not going to, for me, it will not happen this way. It'll happen around the world when all the researchers get together, when all the people get together, and it'll be an international kind of thing.
You're right, Paula. You're absolutely right.
Paula, tell me.
You have a lot of international influence in Fast Walkers. You have a lot of foreign people, and I'm very thrilled about that, because this is not only an American phenomenon. This is a phenomenon that takes place in Mexico, with Jaime Maussan's sightings in Mexico City, the sightings in Mexico City that Jaime Maussan has on his show, in A.J. Gevard in Brazil. We need to remember that this is an international effort, and this is where I'm coming from.
Well, there's no question. It is worldwide now, and some of the reports that we're getting from outside of the United States are even more dramatic than anything we've even heard here in the States, Paula.
Oh, I know, because I think it's very difficult to hear anything in the States. Living in Europe, we get it on the 6 o'clock news. I mean, they don't have any problem with it. We had Jaime Maussan's footage on major television. It went on for a half an hour. Nobody had a problem with it. Things that should be shown on CNN. I don't think that there's any shock value in Europe about this. They're just used to seeing it. In South America, they're just used to having it be like that. So, they're used to having these sightings in an everyday occurrence. I think it becomes more of a ridicule, a fringe subject in the United States for some reason. George, I don't know if you agree.
Yeah, I do in some respect. I'm also fascinated, though, Paula, in your work with Monsignor Balducci that you've known for such a long, long time. Is he still part of the Vatican, or have they shoved him out?
Now, what he told me personally, he lives up the street from me. I live across from St. Peter's, so I see him often on an informal basis. You know, I have lunch with him and so forth. What he told me off the record is that, look, if they didn't want me to talk, they would tell me not to. He said they're very interested in this. Of course they're very interested in this. I think that everybody's interested in what's coming out of the skies and who's visiting and so forth. And he said they're allowing me to talk about it in a way that kind of prepares the way. And I think that Robert agrees that what's happening, even with all the researchers, is we're paving the way. We're paving the way for disclosure. And Monsignor Balducci is a really outspoken proponent of a benign presence. He doesn't believe they are malevolent. He doesn't believe that they are evil aliens. He believes that they are that if they can get here, they're illuminated, and they probably are not wasting their time fighting and having wars and having all the things that are happening on this planet on a very low level, because he thinks we're a very low-level species.